Welcome back for a final interview on In Depth. I'm still your host, Ian. Monica Miles from Nevada Donor Network is in the studio, along with a lovely lady by the name of Karen Weiss. How are you both?
Wonderful.
Great.
Beautiful. Monica, let's go to you first, naturally.
Thank you for having us.
How are you?
As always, wonderful.
Good.
This is a beautiful season of giving and a great time to talk about donations.
Most definitely. So what do you got for me?
Well, we have a really beautiful story today, and I'm so happy to have Karen here with us. We wanted to share the beautiful story of Hunter Weiss, one of our brave, heroic donors today. But we also want to let all of your listeners know that they should really tune in to the Rose Parade on January 1st, because Donate Life America does a float every year in the parade to honor organ, eye, and tissue donors. And this year, we will have a local honoree in Hunter, and his florograph, so his photo, was recreated with the help of his family and wonderful volunteers down in Pasadena. So his photo was recreated in seeds and organic materials.
Wow.
And it will ride on the float, and he will be honored for his gifts. He was a cornea donor, so two people now see because of his gift and his choice to help others. So we hope that all locals will tune in to the parade and watch and really honor the gifts that all of those donors gave. They gave life, they healed people, they gave sight. And so that's why we're here today, to share that story and ask people to tune in and just hear that message when they see that float.
Yeah, hopefully it'll inspire people to do the same thing.
Yes, yes.
Put that little, you know, heart on their driver's license.
We would love that.
That would be great. So, hey, let's go to Karen. Karen, what? Tell me about Hunter.
Hunter was a very lively young man. He was 20 when he passed, so he was rather young. But during his lifetime, he was pretty nonstop, pretty active. He loved music. Music was his favorite thing. He was always either blasting up the stereo in the house, or he had his earbuds on or something, but he always had music going. But he also had a heart for people, especially children. A time in his life, he spent some time in Oakland's Children's Hospital, and he was very aware of what other people go through, not just children, but others in general. In him donating his corneas, number one, I was not aware that he had signed up. He had literally just signed up 2 months prior to his passing. He made a deliberate choice for cornea. It was not just something that he said, oh, I'll just check this box. He was a very deliberate young man when it comes to anything like that, helping others, health, whatever. When I got the call the day after his passing, of course, I was kind of shocked, but I was so proud of him. It's like, oh my gosh. I mean, how it was explained to me was that a mother who was in her 40s was finally going to see for the first time. It's like, I can't even imagine that, you know, to finally be able to see sunrises and sunsets and flowers and colors. And for Hunter to be able to do that for at least one person, and now, you know, two people, I just thought that was the best gift that he could possibly give anybody.
Definitely. And talking to you, looking at you right now, I can tell where Hunter got his giving spirit, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you so much for being here and talking about
this. Oh, absolutely.
And so it's kind of beautiful that he lives on in that way, mm-hmm. and giving to others and allowing them to see. And what kind of brought you to kind of being connected with Nevada Donor Network yourself?
Well, pretty much once they told me about the Rose Parade and him being honored, then I was just like, okay, this is like bigger than I really thought it could be.
Yeah.
And so it brought me to an awareness of how big this is and what a need there is for others to sign up to donate. You know, there's a huge need. It doesn't have to just be corneas. It's organs. It's tissues. It's, you know, anything on the body. And through this, I have really, my eyes have been opened. And I'm hoping to be able to help that process. I really think that it's something that's needed, and it people need to be aware of it in any way.
Yeah. You're helping the process by talking about it right now.
Exactly.
Which is really
exactly.
Cool. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Wow, yeah. Monica, so thank you for bringing her in.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you for
you
having
can't...
the courage to talk about this,
absolutely.
Too.
I mean, that's absolutely right. I mean, every single one of our donors, every organ, eye, and tissue donor across the country, across the world, really is deserving of this honor. So it's very, people ask us, well, how did you pick Hunter? And honestly, it was a difficult choice. But the fact that he was so young, that he had registered, that this was his choice to help others, and that it was clearly fitting with his personality, we just really loved that and thought it really fit with the spirit of what we do. And it's a beautiful way to showcase organ, eye, and tissue donation. And obviously having family members that are so supportive and that help us spread this message, even in the midst of their own grief, I think shows you really the power, the healing that donation can provide. And so, we just ask that you all watch the Rose Parade and keep Hunter and his family in your thoughts. And, please consider being a donor, especially during this time of giving, this holiday season. It's really a beautiful time to think about ways you could impact people on a much larger level. And it's so easy to register. So why not if this is in your heart?
Exactly. And speaking of registering, why don't you enlighten us on how to do that?
Yeah, so easy. So anytime you visit our wonderful partners at the DMV, when you renew your license, just check yes that you want to be an organ donor. You don't have to wait until you have to go to the DMV. You can register anytime on our website, which is nvdonor.org, or using your iPhone in the health app. You can actually go into the medical ID tab and you can register right there. So three very easy ways, and it only takes a minute. So please consider doing that, and just consider the beautiful legacy that you can leave behind.
Definitely. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just like to thank Karen and all of Hunter's family. Really, they have been so supportive and just so gracious, and we're just really happy that they are going to be involved in this process. They get to go down to Pasadena and watch the float and be involved with the festivities. And we're just really excited we get to give them that back after all that they've helped give.
Yeah, definitely. Karen, anything?
For me, the Rose Parade itself has been my my positive note for this year, because Hunter did pass away on New Year's last year. So to me, this is a very fitting way to celebrate his 1 year passing. We will not be standing in sorrow or grief. We will be celebrating at the Rose Parade and then going to the Rose Bowl afterwards. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate his life and now his legacy that he's leaving. To be able to go down there is just such a treat. Beautiful. We are really looking forward to it.
I want to thank you so much, both of you, for being in here.
Thank you
for having us.
Thank you
very much.
Awesome. Monica Miles and Karen Weiss, Nevada Donor Network.